Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And it was nice while it lasted, but temperatures have officially now dropped at or just above freezing across southeast Louisiana. So over the next hour to 90 minutes, we will drop back to freezing, and then we'll be in the 20s and some areas in the teens again tonight. One more night of a hard freeze. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier.
Dave, on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talking Text line, is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more analysis, just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcast. Brad, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hola, amigos. Hope you guys are surviving the snow down there.
Yeah, we survived it, Brad. We got a few more days, but we made it through. Brad, before we get into the games this weekend, man, you've done this a few years now, to watch a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I mean, he just sort of takes your breath away when you watch him play. He is such a cool cat under pressure. And, man, the Lions threw everything at him, and he figured it out. And, you know, again, it was like, well, shucks, okay, I did it again. We'll play. We'll see the Eagles next week. Have you seen a quarterback as that poised in these big games like Jaden Daniels has been?
Not as a rookie. Honestly, during my lifetime, extremely rare set of circumstances for him, and he's just absolutely thriving under pressure. And, you know, the Lions, they had a bunch of issues on the back end defensively, and he took advantage. It doesn't matter if they were throwing man coverage against them, zone coverage. Obviously, that duality is something that defenses have to account for, and it gives him a stark upper hand, a stark advantage in any offensive situation because, you know, if the defense sets back a little bit too far, there's a little bit green grass in front of him, he'll call his own number, tuck and run, and get a sizable gain. If they, you know, do decide to go man-on-man coverage, his receivers get all kinds of separation. Terry McLaurin's been a magician down the field. Dyami Brown has really turned it up here with the last couple of games. And Zach Ertz is a guy, though he's long in the tooth, is still finding that separation there in the red zone and getting open. And Daniels, with that accurate, you know, strike arm that he has, is making plays. So, yeah, it's extraordinary. It's really otherworldly what he has accomplished so far in his young NFL career. I mean, you guys saw all those skills for all those years down there at LSU, and they have transferred and transferred seamlessly and spectacularly to the next level. And dare I say, really good shot of making it to the Super Bowl representing locally there in New Orleans sometime soon.
Brad, your thoughts. Now we're on the subject with Commanders, Eagles. I look at the Eagles with the quarterback health issues concerning Jalen Hurts. And my thing, if I'm the, you know, I look at the Commanders, hey, make sure that Jalen Carter does not take over this game in the middle. That's the one guy you talk about fear. You sort of fear him because when he wants to play, he's like Chris Jones with the Chiefs. He can take over a football game. We saw it late against the Rams. You know, he was tired. He could barely move, but yet he made two big plays to kind of seal the deal. Your thoughts, Eagles favorite over the Commanders?
Well, I'll just let the cat out of the bag. I like Washington plus six. I'm not saying they're going to win straight up, but I will take them with the points. And this game is going to come down to the bitter end, likely on a kicker's leg. Maybe Zane Gonzalez splits the uprights. Maybe he doesn't. Same for Elliott there on the other side of things. But I think it's going to be a high drama game. We saw it the last time these two teams faced in Week 16. It was 36-33 Commanders in that one. And look, I think Hurts is a gamer. I mean, he is tough as Marine in the trenches. And that guy could be out there like 60%, 70% capacity, give it his all, and still, chew up yards on the ground, sit back in the pocket, survey, and pick apart the defense. I think A.J. Brown is the key factor in this one. And he's been on the side of a milk carton here last couple of games, but I think he's going to rise to the occasion. He had a monster game last time these two teams played, nearly 100 yards with a touchdown. I think you're going to see the good version of Hurts. For sure, I think A.J. Brown is going to deliver possibly a knockout blow, but it's going to be, again, coming down to the final possession. Sweat's going to be building on the brow for both teams. I like the Commanders plus six, but I think the Eagles do survive.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Make it to knowledge.
In Kansas City, Buffalo, Ric Flair, the old pro wrestler, used to always say it, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. Well, now the Bills have been in this spot before, and it's never turned out good for them in postseason. Now, they've beaten the Chiefs in the regular season, but in postseason play, it hasn't been real good when you go up against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Your thoughts? I think all eyes will be watching this. Chiefs, Bills.
Oh, from the top rope with the elbow. I think Buffalo's going to bring it. I think they're going to knock off Kansas City. The dynasty officially ends, and the Bills march on to New Orleans in this year's Super Bowl. I truly believe that. I think Josh Allen is playing at such an exceptionally high level right now. And having the efficiency, especially in the red zone, James Cook, I mean, the guy has scored a touchdown in all but like five games the entire year. Khalil Shakir has made some big plays down the field, getting the tight ends involved there at Knox and Kincaid. Keon Coleman has had his moments with some explosive pass plays. And, of course, the duality of Josh Allen. We speak of it with Jaden Daniels. It certainly applies to Allen, a guy who's looking to run the ball 8, 9, maybe as many as 10 times. Remember the first matchup in which Buffalo won back in Week 11, he had 12 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown on the ground. If he can come close to duplicating that effort, I think that could be a difference maker in this game. I know Mahomes is a money man, and fading Mahomes is likely to leave me in nothing but squalor. And Travis Kelce, despite being up there in age, still, playoff Travis Kelce is harder, is wrangle, hard to contain. But I think this is the year Buffalo gets it done. Their defense in the trenches has been outstanding the last handful of weeks. On the back end, a little bit suspect, but Mahomes has not had a tremendous amount of luck delivering strikes down the field this season. He's been more of a nickel gamer, as Billy Rapp would like to say, underneath. A lot of high percentage throws, which would be problematic as a concern for Buffalo, considering how suspect that secondary has played. But I think Buffalo's going to find a way, guys, in Arrowhead to knock out the champs. So give me the Bills straight up on the money line at +110.
Brad, one of the things that concerns me about this game, if I was picking the Bills, is they had difficulties last week matching up against Isaiah Lively and also Mark Andrews. It was not a great game. He had his Jackie Smith moment with a fumble and then a drop two-point conversion. But, man, the Ravens' tight ends seem to be open and not pro open. They seem to be high school open. Up against the Bills' secondary. Now you're going up against Kelce, who in these type moments have always been able to elevate his game. Does that give you any concern with the pick of the Bills?
Yeah, obviously it does. I mean, that is the biggest area of weakness that obviously Kansas City can't exploit. And look, if you're buying into that narrative, and I think it's worth the investment, Travis Kelce right now is plus money. He's +130 on the anytime touchdown market at BetMGM. And to me, that's worth investing a little bit of coin in because I think Kelce will do a hell of a amount of damage in this game. Is it going to be enough, though? To conquer some of the other ills offensively that Kansas City has. I mean, they have not really run the ball effectively. Isaiah Pacheco coming off the injury, I think it's been a massive disappointment. Kareem Hunt, yeah, he's plastics last week. He's had his moments, but that is kind of a 1-2 saw punch. I mean, they're not leaving any haymakers, any uppercuts on the competition. Now, Mahomes' legs could play X factor, kind of like the over on 23.5 rush yards in this game, because he's a guy that, you know, likes to scoot those boots. Usually in postseason situations. But, you know, if they're a one-trick pony and it's something about Mahomes to Kelce, yeah, Kelce can go off for 100 yards, maybe score not once but twice. But I think the Bills have way too much offensive firepower across the board. And, again, their trench work, I think, is going to be massive in this contest. So I think Buffalo just, glancing at the overall profile, the level of play here of late, they, to me, check more boxes than Kansas City does, and that's why I feel the Bills are going to find a way to win.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy your insights and takes on things. And, man, you give a good opinion. Hey, right or wrong, brother, you give it out there, and I enjoy listening to you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Keep shoveling, boys, and hopefully it's going to melt soon.
Thanks a lot. Matt Evans, that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports. BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.